This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Utilizing a National Guard helicopter to spot the growth, the Stone County Sheriff's Department found one of the largest plots of marijuana plants in the county's history. Sheriff Lance Bond says his deputies followed a trip from the public and brought in the chopper to assist in spotting the 12,000-plus plants in the southeastern part of the county. Sheriff Bond said authorities used a bulldozer, tractor, and disc to take the plants out of the ground and out of circulation. Sheriff Bond said he expects arrest to come soon in the case. A warrant's been issued for the arrest of a Bay, Arkansas man involved in leaving the scene of an accident on July 28th. It was near the boat landing off Riverbank Road in Independence County. 19-year-old Matthew Blake Hogan is charged with leaving the scene of an accident, aggravated assault, and second-degree criminal mischief. Hogan is accused of ramming another vehicle with his and trying to run over another person with his vehicle. Hogan told police the other party tried to block him in the area in order to assault him with a metal pipe. Court information says it all started when Hogan apparently harassed a female that was involved in the incident. Hogan's bond was set at $25,000. And it could take weeks to positively identify remains found in Van Buren County over the weekend. Authorities say the remains could be those of Barry Treadway, a Batesville man who's been missing for nearly a month. The body was found in a remote area several miles from where Treadway's car was found with a flat tire. Dateline Little Rock, where some Chinese inspectors and importers will visit rice farms and mills in Stuttgart and Jonesboro during a three-state tour next month. It's part of a new push by the American rice industry to persuade China to open its borders for U.S. rice. That could drive up prices for Arkansas farmers. Morrilton officials have decided not to fine the owners of a building that collapsed in May, killing a little girl and injuring her mother. They had threatened to fine the owners $500 a day until they hauled away the debris from the fatal collapse. One of the owners says the cost of cleanup skyrocketed after state inspectors found asbestos. Police officers across Arkansas plan to work longer hours during the Labor Day holiday, looking for drunken drivers and people who aren't buckled up. The effort to increase seatbelt use comes as statistics show that Arkansas residents use them at a lower rate than the national average. And Arkansas officials have announced a nearly $2.7 million program aimed at increasing the number of students studying in high-tech fields. The plan involves overhauling the curriculum at some high schools and recruiting more college graduates to teach in areas such as science, engineering, and math. And the country duo Sugarland says on its website it's planning a private memorial in Indiana to honor the fans who died when a stage and rigging collapsed at the Indiana State Fair. A letter on the website says the group will hold off on their service until after families hold their own memorials for the five people who died from Saturday's collapse. The Independence County Office of Emergency Management Coordinator Glenn Willis says his office and the FBI will be presenting a basic improvised explosive device course in September. Willis said the course is a requirement of the Homeland Security grant the county received. He said it will be held at the White River Firefighters Training Center from 1 until 4 on Thursday, September 22nd. Willis said the classroom course will be taught by an FBI bomb technician and will include basic explosive awareness, suicide bombers, and their recognition and safety. Willis said the course is for all elected officials, emergency responders, and outside agencies who feel they may be the subject or possible subject of an attack. Former President Bill Clinton's making a renewed commitment to earthquake-ravaged Haiti. He's launched a new business loan program to help Haiti's economy, left devastated by the deadly January 2010 quake. The first to benefit is a company that makes and exports carnival masks that were destroyed. And President Barack Obama tells CNN that the U.S. is more likely to be hit by what he terms a lone wolf terror attack than a major attack coordinated similar to what occurred on September the 11th. Obama says the government is monitoring all potential terror possibilities and that there may be a little extra vigilance as the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attack approaches. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.